What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today. Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Doggy Diamonds. Another episode of Doggy Diamonds. No filter. Normally, I do the Keep It 1000 show on YouTube, but today, this is no filter. I felt like talking about a topic that was just, you know, I try not to stay with this whole hot topic shit, because it'd be like 6,000 YouTubes talking about the same shit. And for some reason, everybody think they goddamn opinion matter. So I just be sitting back and just watching what's going on. Shout out to everybody that's in the chat room. Shout out to everybody who's going to come in the chat room as I'm speaking. Shout out to everybody who's listening on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, CastBox, every streaming platform that Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast is on. Shout out to all my subscribers. Shout out to everybody who supports, who's been supporting from day one till today. Shout out to everybody who just started supporting yesterday. Shout out to the people who's going to start supporting tomorrow. Shout out to you. Shout out to all the people who got negative shit to say too. Hey, do what you do. So, I got my tea here. I got some lemon cayenne tea. I steeped it for a little while. It's like on some chilly, rainy stuff in NYC right now. So I'm in the crib. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the crib. I'm kicking back. I got a lot of work to do. So I said, you know what? Let's go live. You know what I'm saying? You got to drink this herbal tea. Herbal tea is good for the soul. You know what I'm saying? It's good for the soul. So I don't drink liquor. I don't drink juice. I don't drink none of that stuff. So I just drink tea and I drink water. You know what I'm saying? That's what I drink. So, y'all see the title of the video. The title of the video is what? DJ Academics doesn't care what we think about him. And I really strongly believe that. Why do I say that? Well, why should he care what people think? Now, morally, we say, yo, damn, bro, how could you do this? How could you do that? But he's been rewarded already for doing some of the things that he's done. Now, the first time I saw him, I think it was people just posting these videos from somebody. I didn't know who he was. I never heard him. Because when I first hear DJ in front of somebody's name, I automatically associate that shit with turntables. And, you know, somebody getting busy on the turntables. Because that's what DJs do. You know what I'm saying? So, I was just always like, yo, DJ, you know, I'm a big fan. And DJ Scratch, DJ Jazzy Jeff, DJ Clark Kent. The list goes on. DJ Cash Money. I could name so many DJs. DJ Mel Star. That's when I hear DJ, that's what I think. I think of somebody that's, even Funk Master Flex get busy on the turntables. Kid Capri. I always think of a DJ. Somebody who gonna get, that's nice on the turntables. You know, I'm a DJ. I never call myself DJ Dog or anything like that. But I was just always Dog. You know what I'm saying? But I was a DJ. And so I always associate that with, you know, turntables. But in the new day and time, people are called DJ. You never seen them on no turntables. Now DJs is just almost like a personality. Somebody who speaks. And that's fine. I have no issue, no problem with that. So when I started seeing his name a lot, I looked into what he was doing. Because I was like, damn, you know, this individual has a wave. You know, everybody just keeps saying this person. So I looked. And when I looked, I was like, okay, the title is very, very interesting on some of the videos. So, you know, it makes you want to click it. But you want to click the video. It's not actual video. It's a GIF. Or it's a tweet or it's an Instagram where he creates the narrative based off of what the tweet says, what the Instagram says, or just the GIF based off of, you know, rumors, gossip, whatever the case may be. So when I looked at that, I said, "Oh shit, this is different." Now, if you look at, I could say maybe 4 or 5 years ago, you go on Forbes DVD, we've been seeing GIFs. I mean, not, I wouldn't say GIFs. I would say tweets. Tweets, you know, were getting big, like what people were saying with Twitter and big. So I used to take tweets myself and put them out there, like, "Oh shit, you really said this on Twitter. This is big." But he made a living off it. He made he made his name off of it. So when I seen that and he was getting bigger and bigger and bigger, I said, "Oh shit. Journalism, reporting as I know it, as I grew up, as I came in the vein of doing it, is over. That shit is no more. It's over. There is no more going out there actually getting the story or actually actually getting the story or somebody actually reporting from the horse's mouth, you know, actually bringing a person in." That was it. That was it. I said, "Yo, it was over." Now look right now. 2018, 2017. How many pages is on YouTube where people are doing what he made popular? It is like 100 pages. It's so many pages of people taking Instagrams, people taking tweets, people taking so much shit and creating a narrative off of it and acting like it's the actual, you know, story. Now, salute to him. He built this platform. I mean, he has a million motherfuckers watching this. He has millions of people. Some people were pissed off because they feel like he built his name off the Chicago thing. Did he exploit Chicago? Yeah. He did exploit Chicago. He did, but somebody was gonna exploit it. Now let me explain to you what comes in how I feel about it. Me personally, because of my past, because of where I live, because of my upbringing, I cannot do and get away with the things that academics do, done, and will do in the future. I can't do it. For example, let me give y'all examples, a story that y'all don't know. I got so many and shit. If I wrote a book, it's so much shit. So one time, Combat Jack had a, I don't even think he had the podcast yet. I know he was on, he was doing online radio in a place where he was doing online radio was under the Brooklyn Bridge. And he did a show and he went in on Papoose. I don't even know why he went at Papoose like that. I don't even know why he dissed Papoose. He was saying Papoose was corny. Yo, he just destroyed Papoose. And I didn't get it why he did that shit. I was just like, "Yo, holy shit." At this particular time, I was working with Papoose, so I was like, "Oh shit. Like, damn, like he just went in on my man and I'm working on a project with him." And he yo, he just destroyed Papoose. So I put up the audio, me personally put up the audio on Forbes DVD of Combat Jack going at Papoose, but how I put it up was like, "Yo, Combat Jack is just hating on Papoose." That's how I personally titled it. So Papoose called me and was like, "Take that footage down. You know what I'm saying? Dude just went in on me like he disrespected me. Yo, take the footage down. You know you the homie. Don't give him no shine for that." And I was in a situation where I'm like, okay. I didn't put it up from the perspective of him bigging him up for dissing you. I put it up on the perspective of how he was how he dissed you. Like, why did he diss you? Why did he go at you? I didn't understand it. So I wanted people to see that how he was hating on you. He was like, nah, fuck that. Take that down. Don't give that kid no light. I was like, all right, cool. I took it down. That's my man. So as I took it down, because I personally put up, this is, I think this was maybe 5 years ago when I used to upload videos back then and shit. So I took it down. I took it down, and what happened was Worldstar put it up. Worldstar put the video up. Yo, they got all the views. They got all the traction. They got everything from that video that, you know, me as a website owner, I need that traffic. I need that shit. So I was like, damn. It bugged me out because I was like, here it is. I didn't put up certain footage. I don't put up, years later, I've been stopped uploading since then. I've been stopped even covering certain shit. But I was like, damn, I don't cover certain footage. I don't talk about certain things because of my relationships with people. But it has been to my detriment because other people don't give a fuck. They like, yo, look, I ain't street. I'm going to say what I want. I'm going to do whatever I want. And if y'all catch me and beat me up, so what? I'm getting money. I'm getting to the bag. So that's just where we at with this shit right now. We at the point where people don't give a fuck because they not from the streets. They not going to be in these circles. They not coming outside. They going to do what the fuck they want to do. That's just where we at. Now, who is the blame for it? When you look at academics, he has been rewarded already. He got all the numbers. He's verified on every platform. You know, that means shit to people. He got his blue checks. He play his video game. he's on Complex, the holy grail of hip hop, right? So, at the end of it all, when you look at everything the way it is right now, I can't do certain things that he did. When I do certain things, people get mad at me. You know what I'm saying? People get mad at me. So, people saying to me, yo, why you didn't cover the 6ix9ine shit? Why you didn't talk about the 6ix9ine shit? Why you didn't talk... Well, I didn't talk about the 6ix9ine shit, and I won't talk about the 6ix9ine shit because I don't know shit about it. I don't know nothing about what's going on with the 6ix9ine situation. I really don't. I don't know what's going on. I don't trust any of these media outlets anymore. I don't trust them anymore. I don't know. Everything is fake. Everything is clickbait. Everybody's running with a story. Everybody's saying this person did this. I'm not in the business of talking about people's open cases, for one, because I don't know what the fuck is going on. I really don't know. You know what I'm saying? I really don't know what's going on with his case. I don't want to talk about nothing with his case. I don't know. I didn't talk about AR Ab case. Me and Tax Stone had public issues. I didn't talk about his case ever. I'm not talking about 6ix9ine. I don't talk about people's cases because I don't know their case. I don't know their case. And I'm not going to false report things about individuals' case that I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Just for clicks. I don't do that. That's not what I did. That's not what I do. What I do is I get the story from the horse's mouth or somebody that was involved in the story, whether they was in it directly or they was opposing something. That's what I do. That's what I do. That's me. I'm not going to sit here and create a whole story of AR Ab, this, that, and in jail. And I don't know. If I ain't hear from the homie Low, or I ain't hear from their manager, that I don't know. I'm not going to go off of rumors and come on my channel saying it like it's law. Like I know what's going on with ARF. I'm not reading anybody's motherfucking indictments. I'm not reading anybody's statements. I'm not doing that. That's just not what I do. That's not my thing. TMZ do that shit? I don't fuck with TMZ. I think TMZ is horrible, man. The shit they do is horrible. Where they run down on motherfuckers and just really just really run down on people and just put you on the spot and whatever you say, you just asked out. I can't do that. But I'm not gonna say, yo, go at academics and everybody feel the way at academics, but Harvey Levin don't get the same hate that academics get. It should be one and the same. I'm not saying love academics. I'm not saying hate them. It's on you to how you fucking feel about him and how you want to, you know, feel about academics. It's not my thing. I think TMZ has ruined more lives than any fucking body. And they should be clickbait and false reported. A lot of that shit, because when you click the video, it has nothing to do with what the fuck the title of the video just said. So when you look at academics, what's everybody so mad at him about right now? Well, they've been mad at him. Vic Mensa said what he had to say in his face. People from Chicago was mad at him. But he got rewarded. He got a job at Complex. He's getting endorsements. He's getting different things because at the end of it all, the era that we're in is all about what? I'm getting money though. See, when that shit came out, when anything that you did, your honor, your integrity, everything didn't matter as long as you're getting money, that's when it became anything goes. And me, all money ain't good money to me. Because I'm not going to put myself in positions where the money don't make up for how I feel. And yo, I still walk around the streets of Brooklyn. I'm never going to hide. I'm never going to have bodyguards or be a servant. That's just not my thing. I never wanted to present myself for that. But money justifies everything. Like somebody just said in the chat room, money justifies everybody's behavior. I'm not saying Punk Complex is the holy grail of hip hop. I'm just saying people made it the holy grail of hip hop. So if y'all thinking that I'm saying it is, I need to retract that because I'm not saying that they are. I'm just saying people treat them like they are. So now look, people mad at academics right now because of what? He's disloyal to 6ix9ine. 6ix9ine is supposed to be his friend. And he put up something that he put up. I'm not even going to repeat what he put up because if I repeat what he put up, then I'm just a part of it. But he put up something that could be detrimental to 6ix9ine, but I think TMZ did it first. So he just kind of repeated what they did, right? So people are coming at him. Now, if again, what I told you, Papoose called me and asked me to remove something. I removed it because that was my friend. You think 6ix9ine and academic are friends? You think they, how long they knew? If 6ix9ine only been around for what, 11 months or something like that? How they friends? Do they have a history? See, this is what this new era became. The new era became, we know each other from the industry and we're friends now. We're buddies. I'm disloyal to you if I do some shit. They ain't friends. They not friends. And that's the shit right now. If you can't go to somebody's house and get let in their house when they ain't home, that's not your friend. You don't know their mother and their mother let you in, that's not your friend. Now, for me personally, in the 6ix9ine situation, some of the other names that I've seen I know them personally. That's why I won't report it, because that's the homie. I'm not gonna report certain shit and jeopardize the homie's case, because some of us are looked at as credible sources. Some of us aren't. Some of us are just people who known for just talking shit. But when you have over a million subscribers and you have over a million people on Instagram, anything you report, it's over a million people looking at that shit. So it becomes credible by default based off the numbers, because everybody is basing everything off of numbers that are fake. And I keep telling y'all that. So many numbers are fake. People, you can buy Instagram likes, you could buy Instagram followers, you can buy Twitter, you can buy everything. And then you buy it, you make the perception that this is what I have, and then people buy into it because they feel like, oh, I'm out of the loop because everybody else is looking at it while I'm not looking at it. So I gotta subscribe to this too. That's what's happening, that's what's going on. So who's following him? Who's his demographic? Who is it? So do you blame the person for getting money? Because we're in the era of, I'm getting that bag, I don't give a fuck. Or do you blame the individual? Now, for me personally, like I said, many people don't like my opinion on things. I don't give a fuck what people like about me or don't like about me. Many people have a lot of negative shit to say about me. Whatever. It is what it is. I just know that for me personally, how I live my life, I could walk around the streets for dolo. I could walk around, I don't have to look over my shoulder. I don't have to look over my back based off of something I posted or said on the internet. And if I did, I'ma stand on it 10 toes down and just fucking live about it. You know, live with it, whatever. So if you are a media personality and you gotta have bodyguards, something is wrong. Something is wrong. If you listen, is it really worth the money? Certain shit you just leave alone. Certain shit I just leave the fuck alone. You know why? Because I could create my own. I don't need a guest. I don't need these things to be who I am. So what happens now? What happens is people look at me and say, because I've heard this before, which is, it's comical to me, because people love to say, well, this person, it looked past you. This person is better than you. This person has more numbers than you. I see people every day talking about their followers is going up, how they getting subscribers, how they got this, how they look at, you know, how, you know, I get more views than you. And I'm seeing all of this. I'm seeing all of this. This is what's happening. This is what media is today. You go through every channel on YouTube in the past week. What has everybody been talking about? You had a Benny the Butcher album drop. You had a lot of things pertaining to hip hop, music, the culture happen. And all everybody has been talking about is Tekashi 6ix9ine. And nobody knows the facts. Who really knows the facts? Only people who know the facts is the lawyers and the motherfucking stenographer and the judges and the people in the case. I don't know shit. That's why I'm like, I ain't saying shit. But people are out here and I'm looking and it's going through my YouTube timeline and it's, here goes another 6ix9ine story. Another 6ix9ine story. 200,000 views on this one, 80,000 views on this one, 13,000 views on this one. And then I click it and then it's just somebody sitting there saying what they think, not what they know. So I'm like, hold on. A lot of these men and women are eating off YouTube. They're making money off YouTube. So me being who I am, I love to see people get money. I just always say, at what cost? At what cost are you going to get this money? Now, I'm one of the founders of what's going on. In this YouTube thing and the whole interview thing, I'm like one of the founders. I can honestly say, I don't like what's going on. I really don't like what's going on. I really don't like it, but it's not my role to say, yo, fuck academics, fuck this person, fuck that person. It's not my role to do that. It's the people's role to say, yo, we don't want this type of thing going on. Shit. So many things have happened. Shit, we used to have mad different shows on TV. And it went off. Because there was no audience. But as long as there's an audience, the circus is going to come to town. People want that shit academics is doing. Look at the motherfucking number. Now look, I'm not going to make this about me, but people like myself, let's not say me, let's say other people. Many people have put out great information. Dipset dropped the album. The other faction of Dipset, J.R. Ryder, Hell-Rel, and 40 Cal dropped the album together. Who was suspecting that shit? Styles P dropped, I think Styles P might have dropped like fucking 4 albums this year. Nobody talking about that shit. Nobody talks about the music anymore. It's all about what's going on in the gossip realm of hip-hop. Because that's where the views are. So what are you saying, people? What do y'all suggest? Because this comes back on y'all. What do y'all suggest the journalists do now? Because what happened, right? I said this on my Facebook the other day. I don't even know what the fuck to talk about no more. Because I want to fucking talk about music. But it seemed like nobody gives a fuck about that. Because what happens, people like to look at what you're doing and say, oh, you only got 2 views on this shit. So if you got 2 views, and this video about 6ix9ine got 200,000, what do you do? So that's the whole shit. So it's the people. You got to put it on the people. If it's not you that's listening to you in this, if it's not you, it's the people. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to Battle Rap. Thank you to Smack. Thank you to RBE. Thank you to Don't Flop. Thank you to King of the Dot. Thank you to Queen of the Ring. Thank you for all the battle leads. Because if it wasn't for battle rap, there would be no hip hop talk. Because battle rap is hip hop. This is where dudes are going on the stage and trying to out rap each other. Yeah, it's antics, it's all type of other shit that goes on. But at least it's about rapping. They have to go rap. None of this shit. Like, I don't give a fuck what somebody with chains somebody bought. I don't give a fuck about nobody chain. I don't give a fuck about who somebody dating. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. I care about the music. So when I interview OC veteran, when I interview Benny the Butcher, look at the views. Because the views has to come from controversy. It has to come from problems. It has to come from controversy. It has to come from problems. If it's not coming from that, nobody gives a fuck. So that's why academics do what they do. Now, truthfully, academics really just plays video games. So imagine. Imagine your life. Because I don't really fully know his life, but imagine this is your life from what I perceive it to be. And I could be wrong. If I'm wrong, whatever. But imagine you could talk about the most street shit ever. But you ain't got to be in the street. But what's the difference between academics and QD3? QD3 made DVDs called motherfucking Beef and talked about all the beef and hip hop and never had, probably never fucking threw a punch. Probably never threw a punch. Now, I see somebody in the chat room. He says, you had one of the first platforms that was all about rumors and controversy, though. Doggy don't front. Forbes DVD wasn't all about the music. Now, you are absolutely right. But it's a such thing called balance. Sometimes you have to give people what they need in order to give them what they want. That's what it's all about. Because when you went to Forbes DVD, it wasn't all about music. You might see Louis Farrakhan videos on there. You might see Dr. Khaled Muhammad. You might see the whole conscious community on Forbes DVD. I was personally doing that. I was doing different things. But there also was music videos. I was also interviewing people like Prodigal Son. I was also interviewing people like Hellraiser. I was interviewing people like Red Cafe, Fabolous, right on Forbes DVD. But what was they doing? They was dissing me. They was saying, you only interview old washed up niggas or has-beens or never was. You don't interview no new niggas. Well, I had interviews with Rick Ross on there. I had DJ Khaled interviews. We got one of the only Drake interviews on Forbes DVD early on at the Best I Ever Had video shoot, right? So at the end of it all, you can't. I don't know what the fuck. People always going to say something. No matter what you do. Because now what is everybody doing? Everybody's interviewing old niggas. Old niggas. That's what everybody's doing now. And y'all watching it. But I don't say nothing. I just sit back and chill. Because somebody said something, right? It's a guy, I want to shout him out. His name is Chief X. He did a DVD. He did a YouTube video, right? And he said something that resonated with me about your brand. And he said, your brand growing. My homie Gaming Effect is in here right now. He's telling me all the time, yo, go back to the old you, man. Start going in on niggas. Start letting shit be known. Yo, your voice is important. I agree. But this ain't the end all be all for me. I got other plans that's going to add on to what's going on because I foresee shit. I see a lot of shit that's about to happen. I see a lot of shit that's about to happen. So I got foresight on a lot of things. I got a lot of foresight on a lot of things because I predict shit. So what am I doing? I'm ready to take the next steps in this shit. And I'm never going to stop bringing you that real. I'm never going to stop interviewing my heroes and sheroes in hip hop. Never. I don't care what nobody say. You could diss me. You could say whatever you want. I'm never gonna stop. But at the same time, when you on everyday struggle every day, and when you got millions of followers, who could tell you something? Do you know that Doggy Diamonds got OGs? Do you know that I got OGs? Do you know I got people who I answer to? Do you know I got big homies that tell me, yo, You bugging? Or yo, don't do this? Or yo, why would you do that? I got that. And I told y'all before, all my OGs, I got more money than. So it's never about money. It's never about money. It's about people who love me, care about me, and tell me when I'm doing shit that I have no business doing in this media shit. So when you look at some of these guys, who are they OGs? Who brought them in? I could tell you who brought me in. Who brought them in? Where did they come from? Who do they have to answer to? So, at the end of it all, they're gonna do what the fuck they wanna do. Listen, you never stop having OGs. I don't care how old you are. You never stop having OGs. My grandmother is my OG. Who brought me in? Fendi brought me in from the Come Up DVD. What's that? 2006? Fendi brought me in the Come Up DVD. Rec did a documentary called Outside of Hot 97. Rec brought me in. 2000 and damn, 2000 and Jordan Tower was a part of that. That's why y'all don't hear me diss Jordan Tower. Jordan Tower was a part of me doing interviews. So if it wasn't for Rec, Jordan Tower, and Fendi, y'all probably wouldn't have seen me doing what I'm doing today. And then I took what they gave me and expanded on it. Now look, before that, I was doing interviews for a website called Trickology.com, but they were written websites. I would do scribe websites. So that's who brought me in. So you see, I still talk to Fendi today. So at the end of it all, I still call and I get counsel. I still ask, am I bugging? I still ask, am I bugging? And you saying I'm like 50 years. I don't know where y'all niggas get this I'm old shit from, though. Because that shit is hilarious to me. Because y'all people like to call me old, but the people who dick y'all be on is way older than me. I ain't even nowhere near their age. So that shit is funny to me. And let's address the old shit too for a minute, right? You live to grow old. You live to age. And if some of y'all young motherfuckers listen, y'all wouldn't be in the situations y'all in. Why you think I don't be in no motherfucking situations? Because I'm wise. I got knowledge of self. I seek counsel every day. I seek counsel every day. Because I know my word resonate with a lot of people. So I'm careful about when I speak. I'm careful. You know what I'm saying? I'm careful. I'm not, listen. I love the fact that shit, I got gray in my beard. I love that shit. You know why? Because some of my motherfucking friends died before they had facial hair. I'm sitting here drinking tea. I walked 13 miles the other day. 13 miles. I walked 13 miles. Yo, I love life. I love it. And I love the fact that everybody should want to be old. My grandmother, 82. That lady's so full of, raised so many of us. My grandmother raised so many of us, her brothers, 11 brothers and sisters, her children and her grandchildren and her great-great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren. I can't wait. I can't wait to be 82. I'd be lucky to be 82. So y'all need to stop with that shit. Cause I don't call, I don't, you know what I do? I don't talk about young dudes. You know what I'm saying? I don't diss young people. I don't. I don't diss young people. What I do is I speak to youth. I speak to my little homies. You know what I'm saying? And I can show y'all my birth certificate if y'all want. I can show you my ID. So if you want to put 50 on me, you want to say I'm 50, you're gonna look like an asshole. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna look like an asshole if you think I'm 50. If you think I'm 50, then that's good, because that means the shit that I be saying is OG wisdom. You're a fucking asshole. But look, why am I defending age? Think about how stupid that is. Because do I not do age appropriate shit? Think about it. I do age appropriate shit. So at the end of it all, I never asked nobody. I'm not hiding my age. Why do people need to know my age? The fact that you want to know so much make me not want to tell you. Because you're going to think what you want to think anyway. My age is public. I'm a public person. You can find out how old anybody is. I don't have no industry age. I have peers. But the deal is, do I give you what you want as far as the media? Do I not do my job? Do I not do what I need to do? That's all it's about. That's all this shit is about. So, back to DJ Academics. I don't think he's ever gonna change what he's doing. I don't think somebody catching him, smacking him, beating him up is gonna help. I don't think none of that is going to it's not gonna work. I don't think it's gonna work. I don't think none of that is gonna work. None of that is gonna work. You know why? Because at the end of the money, when he gets his bread, he could just say fuck this shit. And another thing about the Fat Joe thing, according to the paperwork, they said they was investigating 6ix9ine and them for since 2013, right? 6ix9ine came out in 2017. Fat Joe told him that in 2017. So it ain't like Fat Joe told him some shit that was happening. He already was being looked at. So yeah, Fat Joe was talking to him, but I want people to stop acting like Fat Joe was telling them what was gonna happen. We don't know. We don't know. We don't know. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm not gonna stay in here all day. I'm just gonna say everybody is mad at academics. Everybody like fuck him. But what happens is when a dude get money and he's rewarded for what he's been doing, why should he change? Why would he change? So, are we mad at him for them pumping him up? Or are we mad at the people who pumped him up? Because you can't get mad at a snake for slithering and motherfucking biting people. You can't get mad at a snake for fucking slithering and biting people. That's what a snake do. You can't get mad at a duck for quacking. This what he is. This what he came in to do. He came in to get money. He don't have no loyalty. He don't fucking know these niggas. He don't know none of these niggas. And he report anything on anybody. He don't give a fuck. And there has been no consequence for it. What could be the consequence? If you smack him, people going to say, oh, why you smack him? He pussy. Oh, why you smack him, but you ain't smack him? That's what all this shit is about. None of us know where academics came from. Nobody knows where academics came from. But maybe he is a plant. I don't know. Maybe he is a plant. I don't know. But people, you know, it's some people that just feel like they want to smack the shit out of him. You got some people who feel like he don't deserve what he got. Yo, at the end of it all, I just know that I got to work harder and work smarter. Worry about what Doggy Diamonds is doing. And if what I'm doing is real, if I'm doing is what people want, then numbers and the following will reflect that. It's almost like, it's almost like people like a certain show that's this informative, but TMZ get all the ratings. They're gonna cancel the show that's informative. That's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. So if y'all have a problem with him, you can't have a problem without him without having problems with other people. Other people doing the same shit. Yo, it's motherfuckers right now. It is 20,000 academics like channels. Some of these guys even fucking got DJ in their name too. It's many channels. Now look, nobody's hating on academics. And see, that's the thing. That's the narrative that they like to run with. Whenever you speak on somebody, I never said nothing. It's not coming from the standpoint of hate. That's the shit. You can't, you're not allowed to say nothing these days because you're a hater. You ever notice there is no middle ground? Either you're a dick rider or you're a hater. There is no middle ground. That's the problem. There is no middle ground. You're either a dick rider or you're a hater. That's what this shit is all about. Charlamagne was saying certain shit on the radio. Somebody caught up to him and, you know, tried to swing on him. That shit happens. That's a part of the game. Might happen again. That's just what this shit is all about. But who responsibility is it to say something about shit that's going on? Who is the OGs? Who is the forefathers of this media shit? Who is the people that say this, that, and the third? Because if you leave it up to the gatekeepers, all this shit would be motherfucking death and destruction. There would never be no videos about health. I was one of the first people that was talking about mental health. Now it's a fad. And I like that fad because at least the word is going out a little bit. Because I think black people really, really do suffer from mental health problems. You know what I'm saying? But I was talking about mental health 4 years ago. When everybody was laughing at Orlando Brown, I was like, that shit wasn't funny. When people was laughing at DMX, I was like, that shit ain't funny. That shit ain't funny. He doing an interview sounding like, yo, he might pass away at any minute. Something is wrong with him. But whatever. The kid gonna still get his money. And DJ Academics is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. You know why? Because sometimes when niggas hate you, all you do is just say, yo, niggas is haters. And then it becomes a young versus old. Then it becomes street versus geeks. It becomes all these little things. And it never becomes a thing of right and wrong. It never becomes right or wrong. So, some people were mad at me. I'm telling you, people were mad at me as a motherfucker because I ain't put no 6ix9ine shit out. I didn't talk about it. I'm not going to. When 6ix9ine was doing his marketing, I thought the shit was genius, the marketing. When the shit started getting a little too crazy, I fell back. You know what I'm saying? Somebody said in the chat room, Lumo the Great said, the problem is these lame ass niggas think they are real. What I'm saying is that you don't have to be real anymore in this shit. That is over. That is over. The being real, that shit is straight up and down perception now. Because real, listen, you have women. You have women with fake ass body parts talking about real. Fuck you know what's real. Your fucking ass is real, ain't real. Your titties ain't real. Your lips ain't real. Your eyes ain't real. Your hairs ain't real. You got dudes with fake ass jewelry on talking about keep it real. Your watch ain't real. Your fucking car ain't really yours. Your jewelry ain't real. That house ain't really yours. Ain't nothing real about what's going on. So now real is becoming perception. So what's really real anymore? A woman comes, she's beautiful. She don't have fake hair. Or she do, and she say, I got on a wig. So what happens? Nobody gives a fuck about her because she's not pointing a certain, you know, you have to almost be, you have to be a certain way to make it. I mean, look at Love and Hip Hop. Is that, what the fuck is that shit? What is Love and Hip Hop? But that shit is going to get a lot of ratings. A lot of people going to watch it. And that's what real has became about perception. It has not became about reality. What's the first fucking four letters in reality? It's real. But it's all about perception now. People's reality is based off of what they perceive, not what they know, not what is factual anymore. I see the Dwight Howard shit. You know why I ain't talk about that shit? Because I don't fucking know. I'm not going to be, come on here, yo, Dwight Howard got caught. I don't fucking know. I really don't know. I don't know. And I'm not going to give these individuals fucking shine for just straight up and down putting accusations on somebody. Now, I did see with my own two eyes, Dwight Howard touched somebody jump off. I did see that. With my own two eyes. I did see him go by the bench and touch his homeboy, whatever that dude was, his jump off. I saw that. So that made anything that came out about him kind of sus. But I'm not going to be the one. Like, one thing about me, man, I be really, like, needing to know facts. Now, I can't be like, oh, I you know, this, that. I don't know. But all of this, these people coming out the woodworks, ruining people's lives with lies. I don't like that shit. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't investigate the Dwight Howard shit. So I can't really know. Maybe some people investigated it. Maybe some people know. I didn't do that. Because that's not what I was thinking about. That's not what I was on. And I'm not the type of person that feel like I gotta be on every story. I got a fucking life. I go outside. I do real shit. And I'm not here to entertain all day every day off of bullshit. If I had it my way, I'm gonna tell y'all something, right? If I had it my way, If I had it my way, I would just, the shit that I would talk about on a day-to-day basis, I probably would get no views. Because it really ain't no audience for the shit that I want to talk about. Unfortunately. But I like talking about dealing with people. I like talking about relationships. I like talking about mental health. I like talking about just everyday life shit. I like talking about cooking. I like talking about real shit, but nobody gives a fuck about that. Nobody cares. I play video games. Nobody cares. Everybody's gonna gravitate towards the gossip. Everybody's gonna gravitate towards the fuck shit. It just is what it is. It just is what it is. People love the drama. You know? I'm not crying about shit. But when you look at my most viewed videos, it's real shit. Know what I'm saying? I am the only one who did not make a 6ix9ine video. In the past week, I'm the only one who didn't do it. This is the first time that I mentioned him in aspects to what's going on. I don't have PS4. I have an Xbox One. My name is Doggy Diamonds on there. Yo, if I could listen, if academics say right now, I need a million, $1,000 to do something. Watch how many donations and people give him money. Because I think he really got people who really fuck with him. I don't know if people fuck with me like that. I'm getting on Twitch too. I'm about to do all that shit. Because I really play video games. You know what I'm saying? Look, I just bought, Doggy Diamonds is my name on there, just spelled just like this. Look, I just bought the red that video game. I got a lot of games and I'm about to, you know, I do play video games. You know what I'm saying? I do play video games. I really like fucking with y'all people. I really like talking to y'all. I really like I got Shenmue 1 and 2 too. Yeah, Red Dead Redemption. I can't say that shit at all. But yeah, I got that shit. Know what I'm saying? I really like talking to y'all. I really like fucking with y'all. I really like when I go out on the street every day, I don't shut the fuck up. I talk to strangers all day, every day. So this is cool with me. And then once I get my setup the way I want it, I'm gonna be back on the camera talking to y'all. This is just easy for me because sometimes I don't want to have to change hats and all that stupid shit. So I'd be like, man, a podcast is audio anyway. Video is a plus. You know what I'm saying? But they just remade Shenmue 1 and 2. You know what I'm saying? So with that. I don't know if academics is ever gonna change. I don't think he's ever gonna change. And I think because he got money, he don't have to change. I still got the office. I got the office downtown Brooklyn. I still got my office. That's where I do my interviews at. So this is the thing, and I'm glad I get to bring this up. No Filter is an interview show. That's what I'm trying to make that strictly for interviews. Unless it's a topic that I need to talk about, like this. But Everyday Topics is the Keep It 1000 show. And No Filter is the interviews at the office. I still got the office, and soon I'll be in CBS. So y'all get to see all that journey. With your donation money, right? Let me tell y'all something. When y'all donate to me, I really be spending that money on shit. I bought two GoPros, I bought the handheld things. It's a lot of shit that I do with donation money. So don't ever think that you're giving me money and I'm going out and getting fly with your shit. But I really be putting this shit back into shit. And watch what y'all see what I do. Watch what y'all see. That's why I've been chilling. I've been a little easy because I got a lot of shit in the works. Y'all gonna be like, yo. This is some different shit because you gotta separate yourself from the crowd. Me, I always been the type of individual. When I seen the crowd doing this, well, I'm going over here. If everybody run the same way, you gotta go that way. That's just how I always been. So, I ain't sipped one drop of my tea. Hold on. Damn, that tea is good. Somebody said Bully was lying in the interview. Oh, damn. Anyway, shout out to y'all, man. The true blue supporters. I would interview Troy Ave. Absolutely, I would interview Troy Ave. And I don't want Troy Ave to think I dislike him or I have a problem with him, because I don't have an issue or problem with nobody. There's probably one in two rappers that I just don't like personally, and y'all will never know who it is. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. I'm about to get the fuck out of here. I've been on here for hours. Shit, podcast is only supposed to be like an hour. Some people should be like two, but it's 500 some people in the room. It's hard to leave y'all. But if y'all want to donate, that's the link right there. I take PayPal, I take Cash App. It is what it is. If y'all feel like fuck academics, that's on y'all. Oh, I got a dope in it. Listen, people. Reason why I'm telling y'all, and I'm gonna say this and then I'm going. When y'all realize the stable of interviews that I have for y'all gonna be like, holy shit. I got some shit for y'all. I got some shit for y'all. Trust me. I got some shit for y'all. Yeah, I take, do if you donate, you could tell me whatever you want. You know what I'm saying? Tell me whatever you want. As soon as you donate, hey, you could say whatever you want right in the donate thing. Send me a message with that. It's cool. It is what it is. So, with that, I'm about to get the fuck out of here. I got shit to do. And it is raining outside and shit. I was trying to go for a walk, but I don't think that's gonna happen because I do not like walking in the rain. Super chat. I interviewed Papa Wu already. Come on, man. Y'all gotta go through that motherfucking y'all gotta go through that Forbes DVD channel, man. I've interviewed everybody and their mama. You know what I'm saying? So with that, academics don't give a fuck about what we think about him. That's it. Real talk. He don't give a fuck what we think about him. We could say, y'all could say fuck him, y'all could say whatever. He don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? He don't give a fuck what's going on. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. Shout out to everybody with the YouTube. Shout out to everybody who's doing a thing. Shout out to all of y'all who report news, who report whatever. Shout out to everybody who support me. Shout out to all the donators. Shout out to everybody who follow me on Instagram, on Twitter, on Snapchat, on Facebook. Shout out to everybody who fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? It definitely means a lot to me. And that's really it. I try to keep it 1,000 as much as my fucking mind, body, and soul allows me. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes it's very, very overwhelming. I just want y'all to know that, because it's just a lot with this shit. It's a lot that go on behind the scenes. And I definitely be fighting for people to come have YouTube channels, because this shit be crazy. You know what I'm saying? I be definitely, I did a lot of fighting and broke barriers down for people to be doing the shit that they doing right now. And I'm happy. You know what I'm saying? Whether we love academics or we hate them, you know what I'm saying? Yo, it is what it is. So with that, I'm getting the fuck out of here. So I holler at y'all. Damn, where the fuck is my okay, there we go. With that, I'm out of here. Peace. All right, I gotta get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this, spread the word, talk about it, argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this. Did this.